Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right, let's go down nostalgia lane. How many things on this list did you do, feel, or have when you were a kid?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Yes.
These are 15. It's listed 15 strange things every child did, but no one thinks about now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, first one, blowing into the straw while drinking milk bubbles.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I used to like to do it with a straw in one of my nostrils, close my mouth, close the other nostril off, and
see if you did it with your nose?
Blow nose bubbles. Yeah, I know.
Did you then drink out of the straw?
100%.
Yeah. Oh, kids are gross.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's yours. Yeah.
I can see my kids doing that and then, you know, refusing to eat something because it fell off their plate and onto the table, which might be dirty, but then drinking through their nose straw 1 second later. Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's when
you first learned to swim, did you have an irrational fear of sharks at the deep end of the pool? Not relatable. Didn't do it.
No.
Maybe not sharks, but I was... No. More afraid of the deep end of the pool than the shallow end.
Sure.
I didn't have a fear
of
it.
But that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, but thinking there's sharks in the pool is, that's a dumb kid brain there. Oh, no. I swim in lakes, though, so I was worried about snapping turtles.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, really
legit
big
concern.
Fish.
Yeah, yeah. Three, drawing and doodling on the top corner of the piece of paper that you were doing for school. Yeah. What was your go-to doodle, Maitland?
I don't really know. It was just like almost like a mandala kind of thing. Like you would just draw like a bunch of different shapes and then like shapes around that shape and
color the shapes,
like expanding.
Yes.
And keep coloring and
I
shading
did that
it.
One.
Yeah.
Mine was bubble letters. I'd always write things in like graffiti looking bubble letters.
For a while in like fourth grade, my cousin was in the Marines and he was stationed in Iraq, I think.
Yeah.
And, I would write USMC on everything. I was so proud that he was a Marine. So I would just do like big block letters. Then I'd draw like flames on it or one I did in flowers. And I wrote that on everything. It was like I was obsessed with the Marines, which I was not. But I could see where people would have thought that.
All right. Number four. Believed that gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, we were told that.
Yes. Yep.
I mean.
Do you think there are plenty of people right now that still believe that?
Yes.
For sure. Yeah.
There are adults all over the place who still believe that.
That kind of went hand in hand with if you break a mirror, you have 7 years of bad luck.
The 7 years, you think, or just?
I don't know. It was,
like the same sort of wives' tale, yeah.
Yeah.
Like people tell you, and I'm like, you don't really believe that, do you?
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that do. People that believe in stupid superstitions.
Mm-hmm. Snort pixie sticks. Did anyone do that?
Yes, I did it once. I did it once.
No. I think it'd be
that
bad.
That was bad. That was not funny. It seemed like it'd be funny.
That was not funny.
But it was not funny.
You did it to impress friends, right?
Yeah,
you weren't alone
funny.
And thought, I bet my nose has taste buds.
No, this was like...
You weren't a stupid kid.
No, this would have been like 8th, 9th, 10th grade. Like that era where you're like, hey, this will be funny. Watch this, everyone. Mm-hmm. And then you think it'll be hilarious. And it was for them. It wasn't for me. Burns.
This text, I used to swallow spaghetti, hold the end still hanging out of my mouth, then blow the other end out of my nose.
I hate it.
And floss my nasal passages.
That is so impressive to me.
Nope.
It's impressive.
Yes. That's an amazing amount of like head control.
Maitland, why are you grossed out with that, but not Kelly's nose bubbles.
I don't really know.
It's kind of functionally the same.
No.
It is
it's
worse.
It's the flossing.
Oh, it's
I think
way
is what
worse.
Gets me.
Is it the pulling it back and forth, feeling it move in there?
Yeah. Mm. Kelly just had a straw partially up her nose. This is flossing your head.
Yeah.
Like, this is that's way worse.
And how do you get it to go in your mouth and then up to your nose? I don't know how people
I would think you would
that.
Have to do it the other way around. Like, snort it in and then...
Yeah.
And then come out of your mouth.
Yeah, you see, need some needle nose pliers to reach in. And...
Steve, try to find a video of how people do this. No. I need to see how it's done.
You don't need to do that.
Nope, internet's broken today.
How would you get it into the back end of the nasal passages?
It must just be a,
I guess.
I bet it's that.
Certain breath. Breathe a certain way and.
That's gross.
Ew.
This one's lame, but I certainly remember playing with a foam ball or a Nerf ball that had a bite or chunk taken out of it, but your parents wouldn't buy you a new one.
Oh, they always had a chunk
every
out of
Nerf uh-huh. football. Like, well, yeah. We've had it for 5 seconds, and the dog took a bite of it. God darn it.
Yeah, and if it wasn't the dog, it was one of us just picking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go, oh, man, I got a chunk out of my ball.
Like chewing on Polly Pocket clothes.
Perfectly isolated when you said that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did a lot of people chew on Polly Pocket clothes?
Heck yeah. People will post pictures of, like, they'll find, like, a little jacket or a little boot or something. They'll post it on Twitter, and they're like, man, time for a snack.
Oh, gross.
Chew on those little rubber clothes all day. They're great.
And you did that, right?
I did.
Do you ever
time.
Have the urge to do it now?
Kind of.
Like, if we brought some in and said, here, this is your work Polly Pocket, would you eventually have it in your mouth?
I think so.
Really?
I think especially there was one. It was a little tall pink boot. That was the best to chew on. Really just. And it got little air in it. So it would like suction to your tongue a little bit. And you could sit there and make it go like. Beep, beep, beep.
Like what?
Beep, beep, beep.
This text. As a kid, my uncle, I was already afraid of praying mantises. But my uncle told me that. My uncle told me that if a praying mantis spit in my eyes, I would go blind.
Why?
That is just a mean thing your uncle said to scare the hell out of you.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think the mantis spit? Is known for. No.
I don't think they can spit. No, I mean, I've
and
never heard of
these stories.
And they certainly
don't blind you. They're not like those things that caught Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park when he's trying to get away with his can of Burma shave.
That's like the ones where people would say you can't sneeze and
keep your eyes open.
Keep your eyes open. If you do, your eyes will pop out. Mm-hmm. I believe that as a kid because sneezing was so aggressive.
Yeah,
I still believe it.
It's true. It causes a lot of pressure. You can't. You don't want your eyeballs flying out. Why we can't do it.
Pinching your finger in a chip clip, hair clip, or clothespin for mm-hmm. no reason at all.
Oh, I still do that.
Still do it.
I did it. I did that yesterday. Eating chips, and I was just playing with the chip clip.
Pulling the straps on your backpack as tight as humanly possible every time you put it on.
I still do that.
You do?
I don't do that.
And then I go, damn it, why did I do that? And I have to adjust it, and it takes me 10 years to get it back to the way it was most comfortable.
Right. It needs like...
You gotta get them even, too.
It needs, the backpack needs what modern cars have as a luxury, where it remembers the seat position for different drivers.
Oh,
but just for your backpack, if you could press the button, and it would go back to where it was comfortable. That would be a waste of money to buy that. But if they just started doing it, I'd be fine with that. Stabbing the eraser with your pencil.
Of course.
Leaving holes in it. I hated.
Of course.
I hated erasers that were damaged in any way like that.
I don't like,
If I took ink and wrote on the eraser, I'd be like, now I got to get a new pencil.
Oh, yeah. Almost everybody's pencils had a black dot right in the middle of the eraser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That ruined them.
Yeah, you'd stick them together. Well, part of that, though, sometimes you'd stick them together and see how long you could make your pencil tower before your teacher yelled at you for making a pencil tower. The goal was always to get to the ceiling before the teacher noticed what you were doing.
Or when you just take your pencil and spin
it
and throw it up there and then get it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
Oh, man,
we used to take a rubber band, put it on the ruler.
Oh, yeah.
And make like a little
crossbow. Yeah, crossbow, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Very popular with the teachers.
Yes.
Taking two magnets and trying to force the same poles together for longer than you ever should.
Yes.
Yeah. Or put one under the table and one on top of the table, and then you could make it the one on top move around. It looked like it was doing it right by itself.
Again, I still do that.
putting Elmer's glue on your hands and peeling the glue off.
Yeah, no, pretending it was skin, though. Yes. Like, you gotta pretend it's skin.
Yeah.
I'm doing that with the lotions that I have to use for poison ivy right now, because they'll dry in the big circle that I put around it, and then it starts to peel, but it's not my skin, it's lotion. And but I'm like, ooh.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just little pieces.
If you
right
did
now.
That, do you then enjoy pulling like the clear stuff they put on stuff when they ship it, like over a TV where it's on the front?
Oh, I love that.
Pull that off slowly.
But I'll wait for as long as I can to pull that off.
Like delayed gratification?
Yeah, it's not until there's enough like smudgy stuff around the tops and the corners where I'm like, okay, I got to peel this off now.
Oh, you want it because you want it to stay pristine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll peel it off, but once I have everything just set up.
It's like the last thing.
Yeah, if the TV is mounted on the wall or whatever. Yeah. Once it's up there, then...
I've had a sunburn peeling pretty much all month, and it's brought me a lot of joy.
That was always the best.
Peel it off.
Once it got to that point, because one, you were done being in mind-numbing pain for, you know, when you were a kid, sunburns were the worst.
And I could walk around and be like, another for the skin box.
Something to chew later.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.